Hey everybody, welcome back to Java with Sugar, back to Arc 8 of Java with Sugar. I am alone this time on the podcast, closing out Arc 8 with our final episode, which is the SFS, the Salesforce Field Service roadmap, as it applies to the various personas that have been discussed so far during this arc. Thank you for joining us here on the podcast, where you can listen to bite-sized conversations around current technology and trends. We're going to get right into it. Not a super long episode today to close out the arc, but thank you again for joining me. So, first of all, I just want to review what has been discussed so far in this arc. We started off by discussing, Stephen and I, the importance of personas, why we care about them, and that's because they help us understand the people that will be using this end product, that will be using this solution once it's been purchased, once the licenses have been set up, once it's been implemented by an implementer like dabsolute. We are able to understand that end point and then be able to work backwards from there, right? Get a point of view, get their point of view on the solution, what they care about, get use cases from them. And that helps us in our build. That helps us understand what's important to the company as a whole. And that helps us understand as well when we have different personas all looking at the same feature, the same build section of the build, how they each interact with it and get better, layered levels of feedback so that we can end up building a better, more impressive, more complex solution for the end customer. So that's really why we care about personas. We also discussed the key personas in field service specifically, which are the field technicians, the field service managers, dispatchers, the customer service representatives, and the inventory and parts managers. And we had Naeem on the podcast to discuss each of those personas, features that exist already within Salesforce Field Service, how they apply to those personas, how he's seen them used in his experience actually implementing out in projects, and how, certain creative responses, creative solutions to some of the difficulties, the use cases, the pain points that various personas typically run into in the field service industry. With respect to today, I just want to highlight three up and coming items that are in Salesforce's roadmap for Salesforce Field Service and how they apply to either an individual or a group of these personas. There are three pretty big items that are coming down the barrel here. So I wanted to get the chance to discuss them here. Like Naeem said on the last episode, it is currently Dreamforce as we are recording this. So this will be coming out soon enough afterwards that a lot of the big discussions, the big reveals of Dreamforce will have had some time to kind of marinate out there. And then you'll get our fresh take on some of the items as well. So, with respect to the roadmap, I have to start, of course, with Agentforce. It was brought up in the keynote speech at Dreamforce this year. Agentforce being the new big item from Salesforce and its applications to Salesforce Field Service, of course, cannot be understated. But one of the key items that's already listed individually in the roadmap from Salesforce is called the Schedule Exceptions Summary. Now, this is an item that is targeted mainly towards the dispatcher persona. And the idea here is to support them by reading through all of the existing appointments and being able to pick out ones that come across with exceptions. This is with respect to anything that might cause issue. And so that it automatically gives that summary of the schedule exceptions so that the dispatcher has an easy to access, easy to reference list that will help them with then going through solving those problems, solving those exceptions with the appointments. And that lets them still adhere to customer commitments, to SLAs, and everything like that. So, key features supporting the dispatchers. Again, not replacing them by any means, but just making their life a little bit easier, a little bit less hectic, and getting them right to the area where the work that they're intended to do, that they want to do, hopefully, is more accessible to them. The next item on the roadmap is called data capture. This is huge for field technicians. It's also big for the administrators behind the scenes that are actually building out some of the functionality that individual customers might want for their field technicians on the mobile app, on the SFS specific mobile app. Data capture is essentially a way of improving the offline functionality of Salesforce Field Service with respect to Lightning Web Components in specific. So data capture is adding to the offline engine with LWCs so that you can then have simple data capture information grabbing all the way up to extremely complex Lightning Web Components that display for your field service technicians, all while they're out in the field, all while they're out of connectivity, a feature that wasn't previously accessible. So really ramping up the what's typically been referred to as like either forms or the flows that that you would have, like the screen flows that you would have on the mobile device for your technicians are now being ramped up with offline capable LWC. So big feature there for field service technicians, making their life easier and hopefully like a little bit nicer just in general as well to navigate through those forms and the form completion. The final item that we wanted to call out here is field service intelligence. This hits the rest of the persona. So a lot of the back office managers, customer service reps, and inventory managers will all be able to benefit from this. This is a big bump up in the reporting and dashboard capabilities that Salesforce already has, and it's calling out specific items to actual individually Salesforce Field Service. These are things like resource utilization, performance efficiency, even burnout risk for your field service technicians. And then on the internal side, things like stock levels, consumption rates, demand trends, request statuses. And you'll be able to compare individual metrics with the individual, so the individual service resource or the individual location, as well as to the team and then also to company benchmarks. So having all of this be able to not just be a standing number, but be with respect to like having a relative instance of it as well, so that you understand how it stands within your company, within their team, things like that. All of this information really enhancing items there. And you can even see while it's affecting a manager's job, understanding burnout risk, being able to get some foresight into that really helps the field service technician, again, as an example, just to be able to support them as a person, right? Be able to recognize, hey, they're top line efficiency, top line utilization, but they've been running at that 100%, 110%, 150% for too long. You need to now factor into the scheduling process, some consideration for them getting some downtime, right? Getting them some weekends off, getting them some days off, things like that. So it's a really, really smart involvement from the data perspective, absolutely. So those are the three big ticket items coming down the roadmap with respect to our field service personas that we wanted to call out. So again, the schedule exceptions summary coming in from Agentforce, data capture, very important for the mobile aspect of Salesforce Field Service, and then field service intelligence, very important for metrics, reports, and dashboards on the back office side for managers, CSRs, and inventory and parts managers. So, thank you very much. Another short, again, a short one, a little bit odd. I know that I'm here alone. I apologize. I know that Stephen adds a certain je ne sais quoi to the episodes, but I hope you'll forgive us. So, this is not just the conclusion of the episode, but it's the conclusion of the entire arc. Thank you very much for your attention, for your dedication to the podcast. We're working already on the next arc of the podcast as you listen to this. But as always, subscribe to get email reminders when new episodes are out. Follow the podcast LinkedIn page to stay up to date. Visit the dAbsolute website. Contact us for custom demos. As I always say, might be me that gives the demo, especially if it's Salesforce Field Service related, which I love and adore. As always, thank you so much for listening to the Java with Sugar podcast, and goodbye.